Tuesday, the 29th December, Utah Tavis, Rabbi Elisegel, Treasure Islands. There's more people watching in here.
I've entitled this Shir Treasure Island, and I'll explain. We know, we speak about the Yom HaTalmud. That's what we learn. We are perhaps sailing in the Yom HaTalmud, and people sail the seas, and sometimes, you know, the sea's calm, sometimes it's choppy. Sometimes you have to weather the storm, because when we learn, sometimes it's tough, sometimes it's hard, it doesn't always go so easy. But very often, when we do, we discover, maybe we stop off somewhere in some island, or maybe we discover some treasure. But maybe different to a normal quest for treasure, where in the old stories of people seeking treasure, there's temptation, there's lust, there's fighting. Sometimes one finds a treasure, one doesn't want to share the treasure with others. Here, in the quest for treasure, when one finds treasure, when one's traversing the seas, the Yom HaTalmud, first of all, there's plenty there for everyone. If one finds a treasure, one wants to share the treasure. And perhaps another point is, sometimes we look for treasure and we look and then it turns out, and we dig and there's nothing. It turns out we don't find the treasure. But that also doesn't matter. Because if we speak about the Yom HaTalmud, perhaps it's called the Yom HaTalmud because the Pasuk says, Loi me'eva layon hi. Meaning to say that the Torah is not me'eva layon. Meaning the sea itself is the Tachlis. It doesn't matter necessarily if we don't actually get to the other side, we don't find something. As long as we are on the Yom HaTalmud, that alone is a simcha, that alone is a tachlis in itself. So what happened was, I came across, should we say, a proverbial treasure map. And this is what I want to share with you. I want to take you on a journal of a search for treasure, or a journey which I went on, and this started with, should we say, the map which I found, which is, I saw a story last week, a beautiful Maaser. And the Maaser is as follows, that there is a Rav, chief rabbi of Ashdod, his name is Rav Shenin. So this is a story which happened with his father and his brother. His father was called Rav Menachem Mendel Shenin, and he learnt in Slobodka. In Europe, he learned in Slobodka, and he was very close to the Alt of Slobodka, and as a bocher, he came over with the Alt of Slobodka to settle in Eretz Yisrael in Hebron. And one day, he walked into the Alt of Slobodka's house, who was an old man, and he'd just been eating some fruit, some shivas aminim, and he was making a brocha al prior eight, and he was listening. And he started saying, Al Eitz, Al Priyaitz, Vas Novus, Al Soda, the Al Bris, the Torah, Shinosat Alonu. He said in the Nusuch of the Al Eitz, Al Priyaitz, which he said, Al Bris, the Torah, Shinosat Alonu. And this Rabbi Nachman Mendel Shenin was surprised, because although we mention Bris, the Torah in benching, but in Al Michyo, or Al Eitz, we don't mention Bris, the Torah. And it's not brought down in the Poskim. To his knowledge, that we mentioned Bris V'Torah in Alamichya, Alamich. And furthermore, I mean, some Pasuk you want to, the Gemara says, if one doesn't mention Bris V'Torah in benching, one's not Yotzer. There are certain things which one has to mention in the actual Birchus HaMazon. Yeah, in the Baruch of Noida Lecho, you have to mention Bris, you have to mention Torah. And some Pasuk want to say, the fact that we don't say it in Alamichya is a proof that it doesn't matter. It's not ma'akiv. It doesn't matter if you don't mention it in benching. So he was surprised that his Rebbe, the Alter of Slobodka, should mention it in Alamirka. So afterwards he questioned him. And he said, how come you mentioned Bris Matorah? So he said, well, actually there is a nusach in the Machzor Vitri. The Machzor Vitri was a Talmud of Rashi. And he says, in his nusach of Al HaMichya, it mentions Bris Matorah. So fine. So he asked the Altibus Lubotka, so should I say it? So he says, you can if you want to. Yes, you can. But halacha ve'ein moirin kein. You don't paskin halacha that one should say it. You can do it for yourself, but you don't paskin halacha that one should mention Bris V'Torah and Al HaMichya. So kachava, that became the Sheinin family minug from then on, that they, for themselves, when they said Al HaMichya, they mentioned Bris V'Torah. Now, this Rav Nachman had a son called the Nochem Sheinin, who was, I think, a Rav in Bnei Brak. And I verified this story from somebody who's a Meshpok with the Sheinin family. It's a true story. And he gave a shiur once about the Birchas of Shomesh, the Brochas of Al HaMichya. And he mentioned, he said this story with his father, with the Altan Sabotka. And he mentioned that the Altan Sabotka said Bris V'Torah. And the Altan Sabotka told him it's in the Machzor Vitri. Fine. A few days later, some younger light came over to him who'd been listening to the shiur. And they said, we searched, we looked, we could not find it in the Machzor Vitri. It's not there. The Machzor Vitri brings the nusach of Al HaMichya, and he does not mention in the nusach to say Bris V'Torah. And he was a bit upset that this has been, he's heard this from his father, from the Altus Lubotka, quoted in the Machzor Vitri, that he'd been saying it, he'd given a shiur about it, and he never actually bothered to check the Machzor Vitri himself. And so he went, he asked, inquired for some mumchim, people who deal with the, you know, Kisveya, the manuscripts, if they know anything about it. And Nobody was able to find this Machzor Vitri, which says that you mention Bris V'Torah. So he's very upset, and one night he had a dream. And in a dream, his father came to him, and his father says, I see you're upset that you can't find in the Machzor Vitri the mention of Bris V'Torah. I want you to know it's true. You shouldn't doubt my Rebbe, the Altar of Slobodka, and it's in the Machzor Vitri. But it's not in the Shalobim Koimoi. It's not in the normal place. Not in the Machzor Vitri when he's discussing in the Hilchos Suddah, Birchos HaMazon, he doesn't mention it there. It's in another place. And if you want to know where it is, and he pointed to a Yid standing next to him, a nice Choshev looking Yid, he said, ask this Yid, he'll be able to tell you. So, and that was it. His father disappeared. Now the Yid who he pointed to was actually somebody who he knew who lived near him in Bnei Brak, and somebody who's nifta recently, within the year, I think, a big tzaddik and big choshvit called Reb Lezer David Friedman. Reb Lezer David Friedman was, for a time, he was a rov in Stamford Hill, and he went back to, and built there, and he moved back to Eretz Yisrael. So, and he recognized him, so he went over to him, and he said to him, he told him the whole story, with a dream, and he was very taken aback. He says, well, it's very interesting, a week ago, I was learning the Machzor Vitri in about Hilchos Seder. Hilchos Leil HaSeder. And there the Machzor Vitri is talking about that you have Dalet Kosis, and he mentions that when after Dalet Kosis you say Al HaGefen, and in there, in the Nusach of Al HaGefen, there he says Bris V'Torah. I've got the Nusach here. So it's interesting, in Hilchos Suda, he actually brings the Nusach of Al HaGefen, he doesn't mention it there. But what's interesting is, in Hilchos Leil HaPesach, he says, this is Nusach. Baruchah shitzorich levorach al hayayin. Hine hiksuva lefonecha. Baruchah to Hashem lekeim melechem. Al gefen, al pri al gefen, al tenuvas asod, etc. Ulehoidois lecha oleo val bris v'toyer shenasat alon. So it's over here. So this set me on looking around a bit, and I discovered, in fact, that Machzor Vitri is not the only one who mentions this. There's a modcha at the end of Kates and Borch and a brings from the Avi Ezri to say it. There's a Rikeach and an Ozerua who all mentioned that one should say in Al HaMichya, Bris V'Torah. And in fact, there are those Achrayim who discuss why is it, Taka, that we don't mention Bris V'Torah in Al HaMichya. There's an Eretz Tzvi from the Kosher Golova, who actually is, it's a tshuva which he's writing to, I think, the Imre Emes, where the Imre Emes actually asks him this question. Why is it that in this question, why don't we mention Bris V'Torah in Aramicha, Bifrat, if the Gemara seems to say that you have to say it in benching, Kol Shalai Omer Bris V'Torah in benching and not Yotza, which we see, and that's how we paskin, you would machzir nois if you didn't say it, you have to repeat it. So this was a question which the Imre Emes actually asked the Kozhik Lov of the Eretz Tzvi. So he gives him a teretz. He says that, in fact, the Gemara in Brochus and Ketzim Vorchen discusses, sorry, Shlesha Sha'ochlu, there's a Mishnah there where on Gamliel is of the opinion that if one eats Peres or Shivus HaMinim, one has to say a full Birchus HaMazon. Because the Pasuk says, the Psukim, it speaks about Eretz Chito Sa'ira, Eretz Yeshem, and then it says, Eretz HaShe, V'loi Miskenes Toichel Bo'lechem, and then it says, V'chaltu Sabota V'rachto. So the Makor for Birchus HaMazon comes after discussing Shivus HaMinim and Lechem. So therefore, Reb Gamliel was of the opinion of the Mishnah that you make a full Birchus HaMazon for eating Shivus HaMinim. The Gemara says, what do the Rabbanon say? They say Eretz Hifsik, because there's the word Eretz in between, so that's Mafsik between the Shivus HaMinim and Birchus HaMazon. But says the Eretz Tzvi, and the truth is that I think it's a Rashba who says it, and others say this, that, but there is a big deal in the Rishonim whether Birchus Alamichyo is a Doraisa or Drabon. And some who learn his Doraisa say that since it says V'chaltum Savotav Erachto, together with Shivus HaMinim, that means the Rabbanon also agree that since it says V'chaltum Savotav Erachto in the context of, or Shivus HaMinim in the context of Birchus HaMazon, so the Alamichyo and Alagetz, whatever it is, all is, or the Alamichyo, Birchus Me'ein Sholosh is Minat Torah, but the Eretz, which is Mafsik, just tells you it's not exactly the same. So the fact that it says a word Eretz in between tells you, although it's Minat Torah, but not all the dinim apply, so therefore says the Eretz Tzvi, that's why perhaps the Nusach is slightly different, and it doesn't matter if you don't mention Bris V'Torah there, unlike in Benchi. What's very interesting is, which shows you as well, one always has to check with the code, the Eretz Tzvi brings a Rekeach, one of the Rishonim, the Rekeach, who says also that you should mention Bris V'Torah. And then he says, but if you look in the Rekeach only mentions it in Alamichya, but not when he mentions Alo'etz, and not when he mentions Alagefer. So therefore he wants to suggest, which is also a discussion, and there's others who speak about this, there's a Chuvus Minchas Baruch and others, who discuss that even those who learn the Alamichya is Minat Torah, that some want to say Alamichya is Minat Torah, but Alo'etz, and Alagefer is Midrabbonon. And therefore he wants to say perhaps there's a reason to be Mechalak, in the Doraisa, the Alamicha, which is Minat Torah, therefore you have to mention Bris V'Torah. But in the Alo'etz, and Alageth, which is not Minat Torah, that's why you don't mention Bris V'Torah.
It's got to Zvir, because the same way Bris Hamus, it's all in the Raisa, because of Savatu.
Right.
So therefore only on...
And those on, that's what some say. But it's interesting, if you look in the Rekeach, the Rekeach doesn't say that. He quotes the Rekeach, but the Rekeach, it's true the Rekeach doesn't mention Bris V'Torah by Alo'etz of a priest, because he says the whole Nusach Alamichya, he mentions Al Bris V'Torah Shnasat Adonu, and then he says Al Peres, you say Alo'etz of a priest, V'chulu, and then he finishes the Brocha. And then Al Gefer, I think, V'chulu. So he says V'chulu, he just means he doesn't say the whole thing, but he doesn't mean to exclude Bris V'Torah. So that's doesn't mean to make that distinction. What's interesting could be, whether you do mention Bris V'Torah or not, maybe there could be a nafgamina l'halacha, because the Gemara has got a discussion whether women are mechuyev in Birchus HaMazon min HaTorah or not. Yeah, and well, Rashi says what's a shaila, because they didn't get a chelik in the Oretz. They can't say al Oretz because they didn't get a chelik in the Oretz. And Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says they can't say a brisko shechasam to serein about teros b'sheli malatoma. They haven't got a chelik in Bris, they haven't Bris and Torah. So lechora, that's so. If you learn like that if they, and that means if they're not mechuyev and they can't say it, then they couldn't be moitzi men in Birchus HaMazon. The question is in Alamichya, where we don't mention Bris V'Torah, maybe women should be able to be mighty men, because we don't mention it. So I saw that, some discussed it, some say maybe it's not mistaba to say that if in the Ikka Chiyuv they can't be mighty men, and then in the Me'en they can. But Al-Kaponim, could be there's enough commitment. If you say that there's a difference, if you're going to mention Bris V'Torah, maybe it makes a difference whether women would be able to be mighty men. But looking at this bracha, which is a main sholosh, and Birchas Hamazon, there are other things, other differences between benching and alamichya. And the truth is, there's another thing which the Gemara says one has to say, one has to mention, is Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David, we have to mention in benching and in the bracha of Yerushalayim. And Malchus Beis David, we do not mention in alamichya. And the question is, why not? The truth is, as saw in the Aderes, brings as well, he says that L'chaira, one should mention Bris V'Torah in Alamichya. And he mentioned, he says, he quotes those Rishonim who do mention it, and then he says that L'chaira, one should also have to mention Malchus Beis David. But he says, I haven't found that people who say that. But the truth is, if you look at the Machs of Vitri, and he mentions that as well, because he carries on. He says, "V'abris v'toyshin osartad onu, rachim Hashem lekeinu alamcho, v'al artzcho, v'al eicholecho, amigdoshcho, mehera hokim malchuscho, u'malchus beis David avdecho, u'v'nei yishlam b'kodesh b'hem alinu seicho," etc. So the Machs of Vitri actually mentions, not only does he mention Bris v'Torah, the Machs of Vitri mentions Malchus beis David as well. I don't know whether Altav Sobotka said Malchus beis David or not, because it seems that others who do mention it, the others who mention Bris V'Torah, but they don't mention Malchus Beis David. What, as well as interesting, is something which we do mention in Alamichya, but we don't mention in benching, which is Al Mizbechecho, the Mizbeach. We mention the Mizbeach in Alamichya, and we don't mention it in benching, in Birchas Hamazon, which is interesting, and which is discussed. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, famously, he said that could be that's why there's a minhag of Chanukah, whether to have donuts or have mezonos, particularly because we want to be able to mention the Mizbeach of Chanukah, as in the Chanukah HaMizbeach, so therefore we dafka mention, we should, there's an inyan to eat things for which you'd be able to say Al Mikha, so you can say Al Mizbechecha.
The
Kish of Tahor is also Brenda. Others, I've seen mentioned that the reason why we say Mizbechecha and Al Mikha is as well, because it's to do with the one pshat is to do with the making a bracha on the Shivas Aminim, and the Shivas Aminim particularly where there's a mitzvah to bring Shivas and Bikurim from Shivas Aminim, and then those were things which you brought to bring it next to the Mizbeach, so therefore that's why there's an inyan of saying Mizbechecho dafka in the Shivas Aminim or in Al Amichya. And that's perhaps something that I saw also, that's the inyan of the Kedusha of the Torah, because the Bikurim had to be eaten with Kedusha of the Torah. And also that we mentioned inyan of the Samcheinu is also because the inyan of eating Bikurim is to be a bit besimcha. What's interesting is, though, in the Tashbeit, he brings Mizbechecho. If I'm not mistaken, he makes a chiluk between. He only mentions Mizbechecho in Alamichya and not in or they one way around and not the other way around. He doesn't mention it in all three cases. He brings a nusul and it makes a difference between the two. But perhaps one maybe to suggest that we're saying we don't mention Malchus Beis David. And we do mention Mizbechecho. So, I mean, another reason was brought down in the Mefoshim why we don't mention Malchus Beis David in Alamichya is because in benching, the reason why we mention it, it says, the Gemara discusses, that if you mention Malchus Beis David, you have to mention with it Malchus Shemaim. It's not covered to mention Malchus David and not the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Gemara discusses, where we say Hashem Malchus in the bracha Bein Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says we mention Malchus Beis David, and therefore we mention Malkeinu in the following bracha Atoy V'Ameitiv to compensate not mentioning the Malchus in the Bein Yerushalayim. So others say since in Alamichya you haven't got you're not able for some reason to say the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus, so we don't mention Malchus based on it. And Taka, the Malchus, Machsavichi, Taka says both. He says Malchuscha or Malchus based on the death. And he actually says that later in Mefurish. He says, Bris v'toyer tzorkal haski v'okim birchas ha'oretz. You mentioned Bris v'toyer like in birchas ha'oretz. Or Malchus based David, Kabayin Yerushalayim. And then he says, V'chivin de'idko Malchus based David. Since you're mentioning Malchus based David, Lav erich aretz, not derich aretz, they're not going to mention Malchus and Durakia. And therefore he says, Hilkoch lema ba Malchus shemayim k'moshe k'savti. So, that's what he mentioned, Machsavich. He basically says everything. But perhaps for every reason we don't mention Malchus based David, but perhaps the Mizbechecho, which we do mention, perhaps that incorporates Malchus based David. That means that David HaMelech has a shaychus to the Malchus based David, has a shaychus to the Mizbech. We see in Pesukim and Divrei HaYomim, but also in the end of Shmuel, of Sefer Shmuel, where David HaMelech says, was told, Vayovei God El David, Vayomahu, Vayomele Alei Hokim Hashem Mizbeach Begoyin Or Arab Mahayavusi. David HaMelech was the one who we see was laid the Yesodus of the base of Mikdash. But when we speak about laying the Yesodus, what was it he was meant to do? It says Hokim Lashem Mizbeach Begoyin Arab Mahayavusi. It was specifically the Mizbeach that we find that David HaMelech was built. And as there's Pesukim and Divrei HaYomim as well, David said, that Mizbeach, there's a Midrashim, David was looking for the Mokim HaMizbeach, specifically for the Mokim HaMizbeach. We find the Gemara Sukkah says the story when David HaMelech was digging the shittim of the mizbeach when the tahoim was flooding. So the shittim, it's actually a discussion what the shittim were. That pashas, the shittim were the pipes of the Gemara tells them in Sukkah, the mizbeach where they did the nisuch hamayim. That was the shittim. It's a discussion. Mashal's got a discussion if it's the same shittim, but others learn that it's the same shittim. So again, David seemed to be busy, particularly with the building on the mizbeach. We find as well that the mizbeach. Yeah, it says that the Rambam even tells us the Rambam speaks when he speaks about the mizbeach, he says specifically that the mizbeach is a place where we know exactly where the mokim was, and he says when they came out of Golos Bavel, there were three Nevi'im who came out of Golos Bavel to tell them exactly where the mizbeach is, the size, how to build the mizbeach, the size of the mizbeach. So it seems that the first and foremost of building the Beis Hamikdash was to build the mizbeach. And the Rambam says the Mizbeach, that was the Mokam HaMizbeach, that's a place where the Akedah took place, that's a place where Noach offered up Korbanos, that's a place where Adam Rishon offered up Korbanos, and he says that's a place where Adam was created from. As we know, that Adam Min HaAdam, as Rashi says, the one Min HaAdam, it was a place from the where the Pasuk says Mizbeach Adam HaTasali. To tell you, a mokim shen iskape, a place where Adam couldn't have a kapara, that's where Adam was created from. And that's what David HaMelech was looking. What's interesting is that David HaMelech himself, his whole bria, his whole life, really was from Adam HaRishon. Because David HaMelech really wasn't meant to live. And Adam HaRishon gave him 70 years of his life. So the whole Adam HaRishon, who's created from the mokim HaMizbeach, so David HaMelech is the one there to build the Mizbeach, and it's all brought down that the final pasuk in Shmuel, in Sefer Shmuel, where basically Sefer Shmuel is describing the lifetime of David HaMelech, but the final pasuk is Vayivin Shom David Mizbeach Lashem Vayar Lo Yisro Shlomim. That David came to his shleimus, to his shleimus through finding the Mizbeach and building the Mizbeach. We say in the Nusach. on Rosh Chodesh, the Muslim is Be'er Chodesh B'tzirat Tzofin, over Shirei David Avdecha Ha'amurim Lifnei Mizbechecha. Yeah, so it seems to be that David the Melech has a particular shaychus to the Mizbech. So can we say that Taka, the Malchus based David and the Mizbechecha is just in place, but Mokim, it's Koyal Malchus based David. So for reasons, perhaps, as we've seen, maybe one doesn't mention Malchus David properly, but it doesn't mean we've left it out, because by saying Mizbechecha, that way we are incorporating Malchus based David. So perhaps just to finish, that maybe we've got a few more minutes actually. So maybe I'll just say one more, very very briefly. But this is another point about Al HaMichah, which is discussed as well. If we've got time, the question is that we mention on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If we mention the Shabbos, Ritzei Vachisim on Shabbos Hazeh, Samcheinu V'Yoyim, whatever Yom Tov is. Rosh Chodesh, it also, yes, right, but we mentioned it. And Al HaNisim, we don't mention in Chanukah. Yeah, so there's a famous raid from Chaim Brisker, and many others have said the same thought. The question is as well, why is it that where we mention Shabbos and Yom Tov in benching is between Rachim and Uvnei Yerushalayim? And where we mention it in Al HaMichya is after the Yerushalayim, before Atayv HaMetiv. So basically, Ruchan Briska bases it on a Rabbeinu Yoina in Brochus, where the Gemara says that the Havineinu, the Broch of Havineinu, the Tfira Havineinu, sorry, that shortened version of Shemena Esra, where you can condense the whole Shemena Esra into from Atachoinein to Shema Kalein into one Broch, and then finishing with Shemea Tfira. So that, it says you can't say on Motzei Shabbos because you can't say Atachoinein on Tonim. The Gemara says, why can't you slip it in? So the Gemara says, Kasha, the Gemara leaves it with a Kasha. Rabbeinu Yoni says, the reason why we don't say it is because Havineinu is when the Chazal shorten and condense brochas, they can only condense a brocha. As we say, Birchas Hamazon are brochas, we make it into a Birchas Me'en Sholosh. Havineinu is a Shemayna Esra, we can condense that and make it into a shortened Tvila. But Atochein Antolo is not a brocha, it's just a nusach, a tefillah, but it's not a bracha, so it does not, you cannot condense it, you can't put it into Havineinu. So says Rav Chaim, so how is it that Ritzei and Yalav Yavoi we can? It's also not a bracha. So he says, but the halacha is that if you forget to say Ritzei and Yalav Yavoi, there's a bracha one can say, Baruch Ato Hashem Asher Shenosam Shavosas Lenucha, etc. So therefore you see it is kid there, it's got a bracha to it. And therefore that's why we're able to condense Ritzei and Yalav Yavoi, because there is a bracha to say if you forget to say Ritzei and Yalav Yavoi. Where do we say that bracha in benching? The bracha we would say after Uvnei, before Hatoiv HaMetiv. So therefore that's why when we mention it in Al HaMichya, we mention it as well in the same place, but after Uvnei and before Hatoiv HaMetiv. The Al HaNisim, yeah? There's no bracha if you forget to say Al HaNisim. So it's just a nusach, it's just a tefillah, so we can't shorten it, we say it, so we don't mention it in benching. And that... But yeah, but that's not part of the not a brocha, and despite it's not a brocha. And that's they say as well. That's a shitos. I think it's a machlokes Rambam and Tur, whether one mentions if one forgets to say Rosh Chodesh in benching. Do you say a brocha? Yeah, if you forget to say Rosh Chodesh in Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh in benching, is there a bracha to say? And we, because we're suffering, we tackle, we don't finish, we're not finished with the others, we finish with the bracha, bracha to Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos. Rosh Chodesh, we do say bracha, we don't finish with the bracha because of the suffering. And the Shitosayu, there's whether we mention Ritzei in Yalav Yavoi in Al HaMichya as well. But Poponim, just going back to this Mizbeach, as we said, that could be that's Koyel Malchus based David. And Taka to finish off with a pasuk, which in the tefillah of the Shloah HaKodesh had a special tefillah to say, to be oitzer magefa, and it says to say after Pitum HaKtoyres to say to be oitzer magefa. So this is the very pasuk he says that which is the last pasuk in Shmuel. Vayivin shom dovim mizbeach l'Hashem, vayar oyus l'shlom, vayyos Hashem la'oretz, vatei otzer hamagefa ma'al Yisrael, as we should be able to have the Mizbech restored. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remove this Magefa, and she's Zoyche to be in our bayit. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. I was going to tell you just in case.
Andrew Sher came to me about 2 weeks ago to ask me, so I told my father yesterday, then he said he's still going to check.
He checked with me, yeah. Yeah, but I was going to tell you.